诗篇九十一篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 91:15.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalms 91.
在圣经大概中间的地方。
It's about in the middle of the Bible.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
他若求告我，我就应允他。他在急难中，我要与他同在。我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him.I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalm 51.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the innermost place.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，早晨我们何等欢喜，一同的来到你自己的面前。
Heavenly Father, we rejoice that we may gather here together before you.
因为你已经为我们预备了一切。
For you have prepared all things for us.
我们只要凡事借着祷告祈求，把我们所要的来告诉你。
Lord, all we have to do is make our requests to you in our prayer.
你必要赐给我们出人意外的平安。
You will give us this incomprehensible peace.
你必要在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀和意念。
And in Christ, you keep our hearts and our thoughts.
早晨求主转我们的眼目。
Lord, this morning turn our eyes.
你借着圣灵来开我们的眼睛。
By the Holy Spirit, open our eyes.
你来使我们一切的捆绑都脱落。
That we may be freed from all bondage.
你来医治我们。
Heal us.
医好一切被魔鬼所压制的人。
Heal all those who have been oppressed by the devil.
你自己的圣灵在这里来在我们中间运行。
Lord, may your spirit move among us.
你用你自己的同在覆庇在我们每个人的身上。
Cover us, each one of us, with your presence.
我们把我们自己都交在你的手里。
Lord, we offer ourselves into your hand.
你向我们说话。
Speak to us.
我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By Lord Jesus Christ's name.
今天早晨和弟兄姊妹交通一个简单的题目。
This morning I want to share a very simple topic with the brothers and sisters.
就是祷告。
And that is prayer.
我们知道在诗篇九十一篇里面，那里给我们看见一个住在主里的一个人。
We see that in Psalm 91, it paints a picture of a person who lives in the Lord.
如果一个人他是常常住在主里面的。
If a person abides in the Lord.
在他身上定规有一个突出的特点。
In him there is a special characteristic.
那就是他乃是一个祷告的人。
And that is that he is a person of prayer.
每一个住在主里的人。
Every person who lives in the Lord.
每一个亲近神的人。
Every person who draws near to the Lord.
当你遇见他的时候。
When you meet him.
你有一个很深很深的印象。
You'll have a deep impression.
就这个人他乃是一个祷告的人。
You'll find that this person will be a person of prayer.
你发现神所使用的每一个器皿。
You'll find that all the vessels that the Lord uses.
他们都是一个祷告的人。
They are all people of prayer.
像诗篇九十一篇的作者。
Just as the writer of Hymn 91.
摩西他乃是一个祷告的人。
Moses, he is a person of prayer.
我们知道神是何等的使用了摩西。
We know how greatly the Lord used Moses.
神之所以能够这样来使用摩西。
And the way that the Lord can use Moses.
乃是因为他是一个祷告的人。
It is because he is a man of prayer.
我们知道诗篇每一篇都是一个祷告。
We know that every psalm is a prayer.
我们看见有许多的诗篇的作者都是大卫。
And we see that many of the psalms were written by David.
我们看见大卫他也是一个祷告的人。
And we know that David is also a man of prayer.
大卫他在这一生中经过很多的征战。
We know that David had gone through so many battles in his life.
但他因着常常祷告的缘故。
And because he prayed often.
他常常可以有得胜的经历。
He had many victorious experiences.
虽然有的时候他跌倒了。
Even though many times he's fallen.
像在诗篇五十一篇所告诉我们。
Just as in Psalm 51 tells us.
我想这个跌倒是相当严重的一个跌倒。
I believe that this is a very severe falling.
但是因着他在神面前是个祷告的人的缘故。
But because he is a man of prayer before the Lord.
他仍然可以站立在神的面前。
He still can stand before the Lord.
神照样可以来使用他。
The Lord can continue to use him.
刚才我们读的诗篇五十一篇第六节这里。
We had just read Psalm 51:6.
他告诉我们说，你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
It says here.What you desire is truth in the inner parts.
你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
In my innermost place, you teach me wisdom.
大卫这里告诉我们什么是祷告。
David here tells us what is prayer.
我们的祷告乃是我们来到神的面前。
Prayer is when we come before the Lord.
乃是我们进到神的隐秘处。
It is when we come into the hidden place.
大卫在这里告诉我们说，祷告不仅是我们进到神的隐秘处。
But David tells us here, it's not just that we come into the hidden place of the Lord.
乃是同时也是神进到我们的隐秘处。
It is for the Lord to come into our innermost place.
所以祷告乃是在我们灵的深处和主的交通。
So prayer is the communion we have with the Lord in our innermost place.
大卫这里告诉我们说，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
David said,You teach me wisdom in the innermost place.
一个祷告的人是一个有智慧的人。
A person who prays is a person of wisdom.
大卫虽然经历过很多的征战，
even though David had gone through many battles,
但因着他是一个祷告人的缘故，
but because he is a person of prayer,
他就比他的仇敌更有智慧。
He has more wisdom than his enemies.
所以当我们读箴言的时候，
so when we read Proverbs,
我们知道箴言不是大卫写的。
We know that proverb was not written by.
箴言乃是他的儿子所罗门写的。
It was written by his son Solomon.
所罗门在写箴言的时候，常常提到一句话。
But Solomon when he wrote proverbs, he often came back to one word.
你们要听你们父亲的训诲。
Says you need to listen to the teaching of your father.
父亲的训诲是好的教训呢。
Your father's teaching is good.
你不要轻看。
Do not despise.
你不要藐视。
Do not look down.
常常听你父亲的训诲。
Listen to the teachings and the discipline of your father.
所罗门为什么这样常常讲这样的话呢？
Why did Solomon say this?
因为所罗门在他父亲大卫手下受教的时候。
Because when Solomon was being instructed by under his father.
他非常羡慕他父亲大卫的智慧。
He admired the wisdom of his father.
以至于当他后来他自己做王的时候，
Even after he became the king,
他头一件事求的就是智慧。
The first thing he prayed for was wisdom.
他唯一求的就是智慧。
The only thing he prayed for was wisdom.
我相信当所罗门在大卫脚下受教的时候，
And when I trust that when Solomon was being trained under David,
他实在发现他的父亲大卫是一个有智慧的人。
He must have realized how his father David was wise.
我们知道大卫他因为他的祷告的缘故。
And we know that because of his prayer, David.
你看大卫他就特别会储卑贱。
储什么？
储卑贱。
Oh, okay. So he knew how to handle his infirmities.
储卑贱不容易。
It's difficult to deal with suffering.
我们知道大卫在家里面是老幺。
We know that he is the youngest one in his family.
他这个老幺是非常特别的。
He is a very special. It's a special case for him.
一般的老幺在家里都是被宠爱的。
Usually the youngest one in the family, the baby of the family, always gets pampered.
但是他这个老幺是非常特别的。
But it was different for him.
这个等到吃宴席的时候，就把他给忘记了。
When they have a feast, they always forget him.
等到要干活的时候，就想起他来了。
But when they need to do work, when work needs to be done,
要放羊了，大卫你去放羊了。
When the sheep needs to be let out into the pasture, they say, David, go, you shepherd the sheep.
要出去看望了，大卫你去看望了。
Since they need to go visit somebody, David, why don't you go visit?
弟兄姊妹，处卑贱不容易。
To deal with loneliness is difficult. He was not discouraged in his lowly position. He did not get depressed. But he learned to praise the Lord 7 times a day.
We also have this knowledge.
We have this knowledge.
我们知道说我们在卑贱的时候我们需要来感谢赞美我们的主。
We know that in our lowly position we need to praise and worship the Lord.
我们知道这件事情。
We know this.
但我们却没有这样的智慧。
But we do not have the wisdom.
当我们真的遇到事情的时候。
When we, meet these circumstances.
当真的把我们给遗忘的时候。
When people forget us.
有的时候我们考试拿了 C 的时候。
Get a C on our exams.
开车不小心拿了这个罚单的时候。
When we get a traffic ticket.
你发现我们就很难像大卫一样在那里学习赞美我们的神。
We find that we are not like David, and we forget that we to praise.
我们思想常常是很消极的。
We get very negative.
我们一下子就下沉了。
We become depressed.
大卫因着他常常祷告的缘故。
But because David prayed often.
他有这样的智慧。
He had this wisdom.
他知道怎样处卑贱。
He knew how to deal with his lowly position.
他不知道，他不仅他知道怎样处卑贱。
Not only did he know how to deal with the lowly things.
他有智慧处尊贵。
He had the wisdom to deal with when he was in a noble position.
处尊贵是更难的一件事。
To deal with a noble position is even harder.
如果人家都说你是这个杀死万万的一个人。
If they say you have killed10,000.
人家都说你很有能力。
They say that you have so much ability.
弟兄啊，你能不能杀死万万呢？
Brother, you can kill 10,000.
你能不能够甘心乐意的服侍那个只能够杀死千千的？
Would you be able to serve the person who can only kill thousands?
我觉得有的时候我们可能还能够处卑贱。
I feel that maybe sometimes we may be able to deal with the lowly position.
但是处尊贵是非常不容易的。
But when we are in a noble position, it's very difficult for us to deal with this.
我们都知道那一次，这个，扫罗他被恶魔所缚。
We know that one time when Saul was being frustrated by the evil spirit.
他就请大卫给他弹琴。
He asked David to play the harp for him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是能够杀死万万的
，If you can kill 10,000s，
你能够甘心乐意的在那里服侍吗
？Will you be willing to serve？
他对你还不好
，He was not even good to you。
他还那么不属灵啊
！He is so unspiritual。
他不过就能够杀死千千就是了。
He can only kill thousands。
你里面的心到底是怎样的心呢
？What kind of heart do you have？
我里面的灵呢？就是怎样的灵呢
？What kind of spirit do you have inside of you？
是不是一个甘心顺服的灵呢
？Will you have a submissive, obedient heart？
这个弹琴的人，他们都知道他心情如何，那个琴就如何。
Those people who play instruments know that however your heart is, that's how the music.
也可能人听不出来。
Maybe other people can't hear it.
但是鬼总能听出来。
But the spirits can hear it.
弟兄姊妹，当大卫的弹琴的时候。
But when David plays the instrument.
他的琴声里面没有一点点不顺服的声音。
There is no sound of disobedience.
所以他的琴声就打败了恶魔。
And the music from his instrument was able to defeat the.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在十字架上就因着顺服打败了魔鬼。
And the Lord Jesus, because of obedience, he defeated Satan.
他存心顺服。
He was completely obedient.
顺服以至于死。
Obedient to the point of death.
其死在十字架上
Death on the cross.
所以神就将他升为至高啊
That's why the Lord lift him up to the highest place.
大卫有这样的智慧
David had this kind of wisdom.
因为他常常祷告他的神
Because he prayed to his Lord often.
他不仅知道怎样处卑贱
Not only did he know how to handle the lowly position of life.
他也知道怎样处尊贵
He knew how to handle the noble positions.
所以我相信对于他的儿子所罗门来讲
So I trust that to his son Solomon.
Solomon 对他父亲的大卫，这个印象是非常深刻的。
I'm sure his impression of his father David was very deep.
而且你发现大卫还特别会处仇敌。
We see that David also knew how to deal with his enemies.
当我们读大卫故事的时候
，When we read about the stories of David,
那大卫真的非常会处仇敌。
he really knew how to deal with his enemies.
我们都晓得他很会出扫罗，对不对？
He knew how to deal with Saul.
他没有杀掉扫罗。
He did not kill Saul.
说这是耶和华的受膏者。
This is the anointed one of the Lord.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
大卫有很多的仇敌了。
He had so many enemies.
但是他因着常常祷告的缘故。
But because he prayed so often,
他有一个智慧,
he had this wisdom.
就让他的仇敌啊，有一天都是你必要做王。
Even his enemies would say to him that you will become king.
他的仇敌都让很多的人来归向大卫。
And his enemies bring all these people to follow after David.
扫罗的那个元帅亚尼尔。
Even the general of Saul.
本来和大卫是为仇为敌的。
He used to be an enemy with David.
大卫就有一个智慧。
But David had the wisdom.
他完全相信亚尼尔。
He completely trusted this general.
所以这个本来与大卫为仇为敌的，他说他要是整个以色列人都来归向大卫。
This person who was the enemy of David, he caused all of Israel to follow after David.
大卫实在是有智慧的人。
David indeed was a wise person.
因为他常常来亲近他的神。
Because he drew near often to the.
他说他只有一件是仰要寻求的。
There is only one thing he seeks.
一生一世住在他的殿中。
To dwell all the days of his life.
瞻仰他的荣美。
In the house of the Lord and to
gaze upon his beauty. 在他的殿里面来求问呢。
To gaze upon his beauty.
所以你发现大卫不仅在外面的这些服侍，他满了智慧。
Not only was he wise in all the services or on the outside.
就是回到家里，他也知道怎样处妻子。
Even when he went home, he knew how to deal with his wife.
有的时候我们在外面风风火火的。
Maybe often for us, we are very 风风火火。
讲起道来好像像个人物似的。
We seem like we're somebody on the outside, and when we speak, maybe we have a lot of power in our message.
但是你回到他家里问问他的妻子。
But if you go home to his house and ask his wife,
有的时候我们就没有这样的智慧。
Then we realize that this person does not have this wisdom.
我们知道那一次当大卫迎娶神的约柜的时候。
We know that time when David brought back the ark.
大卫穿着以弗得在神的约柜面前赞美。
We knew that David was, he wore the ephod, the linen, and he was dancing and singing before the Lord. And his wife despised him for it. She said that you exposed yourself to the slave girls of your servants. How are you like the king of Israel?
弟兄姊妹，如果你是做先生的。
Brothers and sisters, if you're the husband,
你为主摆上。
You put out for the Lord.
你完全照着神的心意在那服侍。
You serve the Lord with all your heart.
回到家里，妻子跟你说了一些消极的话。
But when you get home, your wife says some discouraging things.
我不知道你怎么反应。
I don't know how you respond.
大卫很会主妻子。
David knew how to deal with his wife.
那个时候他有好几个妻子。
At that time, he had many wives.
他可以我把你就废掉就可以了。
He could have just said,
我是君王啊。
Forget.
我可以再立一个把你代替都可以的。
I can get someone to replace you.
大卫没有这样做。
But David did not do this.
大卫说我必更加卑微。
He says, I will be even more,
humble
than this, humiliated than this.
今天有几个丈夫能够在妻子面前说，我愿更加卑微。
How many husbands will say to their wives that I will be even more undignified than this?
大卫真的有智慧。
David had wisdom.
他不像我们常常说我们是头。
He's not like us, and we often say we are the head.
我们这个是在家里做头的。
I'm the head in the household.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫头呢？
What does the head mean?
头就是智慧所在的地方。
The head has to be the place where wisdom lies.
如果我们不学习祷告的话，
If we do not learn how to pray,
我们这个头啊，不太智慧。
If we do not pray, there's very little wisdom.
我们这个头常常没有智慧。
We will not have wisdom.
弟兄姊妹， 我们今天在生活里，有的时候我们也会有仇敌。
In our lives, there may be enemies.
可能有人会排挤你。
Maybe somebody will reject.
有的人可能暗暗的在那里害你。
Maybe somebody will try to hurt you in.
他可能抢你的成果。
Maybe they'll try to steal your results.
你会相处吗？
How do you deal with these people?
如果我们不学习祷告的话。
If we do not learn to pray,
你发现我们没有这样相处的智慧。
We do not have the wisdom to deal with people.
你愿意你的家充满了平安吗？
Do you want your house to be full of peace?
你愿你的家庭的生活而是令人所羡慕的吗？
Do you want the life in your family life to be something
that other people admire? 你愿你的婚姻是一个享受的婚姻吗？
Do you want to be your marriage to be an enjoyable marriage?
我们需要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
我们需要从主那里得着这样的智慧。
We need to receive from the Lord the wisdom.
如果我们不学习祷告的话，
If we do not learn to pray,
你发现我们什么都出不来。
We'll find that we're not able to deal with anything.
外面出不来，回到家里也出不来。
We cannot handle things on the outside, and we cannot handle.
卑贱出不来，把我们摆在尊贵的地方，我们还是出不来。
We cannot handle our lowly positions in life, and we cannot handle the noble positions in life.
所以我实在相信所罗门实在很羡慕他父亲大卫的智慧。
So I believe that Solomon he.Truly admired the wisdom of his father.
当然我们知道大卫他最羡慕的一件事就是大卫哈竟然知道那个圣殿的蓝图。
The thing that David most desired was that he knew the blueprint of the temple.
我们知道圣殿是所罗门建起来的。
We know that the temple was built by Solomon.
但是圣殿的蓝图却是大卫告诉他的。
But the blueprint and design of the temple was told to Solomon by David. Because he prayed before the Lord. David had the wisdom of building.
弟兄姊妹，建造是需要有智慧的。
To build requires wisdom.
拆毁是不需要智慧的。
To destroy does not require wisdom.
啊，这个愚昧就可以拆毁的。
The foolishness can destroy.
这个有一个很著名的画家叫达芬奇。
There's a famous painter, Da Vinci.
啊，他画了一个微笑的妇人。
He painted a Mona Lisa.
你上百年你也找不到第二位能够画出那张画的。
In centuries, you would not find this another painting like this.
建立是很不容易的。
This is to build is very.
建立是需要很多智慧的。
To create and to build requires much wisdom.
但你要把这张画给拆毁的话。
But if you want to destroy this painting,
你就把它放在 nursery.
You just have to put it in the nursery.
等不到我们聚会结束就差不多了。
Even before the finish of our meeting, it would be almost done.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说，智慧妇人建立家室。
The Bible tells us, the wise woman builds her house.
愚昧妇人亲手拆毁。
But with her own hands, the foolish one tears her down.
智慧妇人做什么事呢？
What does the wise woman do?
我们读箴言三十一章的时候，
When we read Proverbs 31,
你发现那个智慧妇人做了很多很多的事。
The wise woman did many things.
你读的时候她都不开口的。
But she didn't say anything.
但到了后面就说她开口了。
But in the very end, she speaks.
她开口说什么呢？
What does she say when she spoke?
圣经说她开口发智慧。
The Bible says she speaks with wisdom.
不是开口发脾气。
It's not she doesn't open her mouth.
也不是开口发怨言。
Not to complain.
乃是开口发智慧。
But she speaks with wisdom.
她乃是一个祷告的人。
She is a person of prayer.
弟兄姊妹，祷告乃是一个家庭的一个建立。
Brothers and sisters, prayer is a foundation that builds the family.
她常常为她的丈夫祷告。
She prays.Often for her
她常常为她的儿女祷告。
She prays often for her children.
她常常为她这个家在神的面前的属灵光景祷告。
She prays for her family's spiritual condition.
弟兄姊妹，祷告乃是建立。
Prayer is to build.
如果我们盼望我们的家庭被建立起来，
If you want your family to be built up,
我们不要说那些消极的话。
Do not say those discouraging words.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
弟兄姊妹，一点的愚昧啊，就败坏许多的尊荣啊。
A little bit of wisdom ruins much foolishness. Yeah, a little bit of foolishness ruins all of the nobility.
Yeah. 这个有的时候我们可能为先生祷告了十次。
Maybe you prayed for your husband 10 times.
你可能已经有十块砖都建立起来了。
You had 10 bricks that were built up.
但是一句不合适的话。
But one inappropriate word.
一句发脾气的话。
One angry word.
你发现你建立的那十块啊，都一块石头不落在一块石头上。
You'll find that those 10 bricks do not have one brick on top of the other.
所以你看，圣经就常常这样提醒我们。
We see that the Bible often reminds us.
恶毒的话一句都不可出口。
Those evil words, you cannot say one word.
弟兄姊妹，我常常想，这要求太高了。
Sometimes I think this requirement is too great.
怎么一句都不可出口？
How can I not say one evil word?
因为这些话是拆毁啊，弟兄姊妹。
Because these words destroy.
所以主说你们要常常祷告啊。
The Lord tells us that we need to pray.
你们要常常的喜乐。
Be joyful often.
不住的祷告。
Pray continuously.
凡事谢恩呢。
In all things, give thanks.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God concerning you in Christ.
这不仅是对我们个人来讲的。
This is not just for our individual.
也是对我们每个家庭来讲的。
This speaks to our families.
如果我们盼望我们的家里面常常充满着喜乐。
If we want our families to be full of joy.
我们需要常常做建立的工作。
We need to do the work of building up.
我们要不住的祷告。
We need to pray continuously.
恶毒的话一句都不可出口啊。
We cannot say a single evil word.
当你发怒的时候
When you are angry,
赶紧去祷告
Go and pray.
不要让那个恶毒的话从你口里面跑出来
Do not allow that evil word to come out of your mouth.
中文翻的我觉得很好
I like the Chinese translation.
这个恶还有毒啊
It says evil and poisonous.
恶已经很可怕了
Evil is already horrible enough.
这个毒啊可以伤害很久
But the poison can last for a long time.
有的这个年长的夫妻告诉我们，他们在年轻的时候的那一句话，都会见主面还记着。
Some of the older couples tell us that even the evil words that they were said when they were young, they will remember when they meet the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见一件事，祷告乃是建立。
One thing we have to see is that the prayer is to build up.
我们自己的家尚且如此。
This is for our own families.
神的家岂不更是这样？
But it's even more so for God's family.
所以当你读以赛亚书的时候，
When you read Isaiah,
说你们这些守望的，你们不要歇息。
It says, do not rest those who watch.
你们也不要让神歇息。
Do not allow the Lord to rest.
你要祷告啊。
Continue to pray.
你们要不住的祷告。
Pray unceasingly.
直等到他建立耶路撒冷。
Until he builds Jerusalem.
直等到耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Until Jerusalem is praised on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，祷告乃是教会的建立。
Prayer is what builds up the church.
我们都爱教会。
We all love the church.
我们都盼望教会被建立。
We all want desire the church to be built.
但当你看见教会里有软弱的时候
，When you see the weakness in the church，
你做什么
？What do you do？
我们做什么，弟兄姊妹
？What do we do, brothers and sisters?
我们是批评论断呢
？Do we judge and do we criticize?
或者我们发怨言呢
？Do we complain?
或者我们甚至说不信的话呢
？Do we say discouraging words?
弟兄姊妹，教会的建立是因着祷告的缘故。
The building of the church is a result of prayer.
所以，当那个时候以色列人他们背逆神
When the Israelites had turned away from the Lord,
那个时候神要毁灭耶路撒冷的时候
，When the Lord wanted to destroy Jerusalem,
他就特别嘱咐先知
，He restricted the prophets.
你们不要为耶路撒冷祷告。
He says, "Do not pray for Jerusalem."
如果有人为耶路撒冷祷告
，If a person prays for Jerusalem,
神就要做建立的工作。
The Lord will have to do the work of building up.
弟兄姊妹，教会的建立不是批评出来的。
The building of the church is not a result of criticism.
教会的建立乃是祷告出来的。
The building of the church is a result of prayer.
弟兄姊妹，神今天在教会里面所寻找的乃是一般祷告的器皿。
What the Lord seeks for today in the church is people of prayer.
如果我们里面愿意为主而活
，If you want to live for the Lord，
如果我们愿意这一生能够在主手中成为有用。
If you want to be useful in the hands of the Lord,
如果我们愿意看见耶路撒冷被建立
，If you want to see Jerusalem being built,
我们
要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
我们要不住的祷告。
We need to pray unceasingly.
我们要常常的祷告。
We need to pray often.
在圣灵里面祷告。
Pray in the Spirit.
只等到神他来做工，他来建立耶路撒冷。
Until the Lord comes and do His work and to build Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
可能我们没有什么太大的恩赐。
Maybe we don't have any great gifts.
其实我们每个人都有恩赐的。
Actually, we all have gifts.
就算我们什么恩赐都没有。
But even if we had no gifts,
就算你还没有看见你的恩赐是什么。
Even if you have not discovered what your gift is.
你说我什么都不会做。
You say, I don't know how to do anything.
至少有一件事你会做的。
But there's one thing you know how to do.
是祷告。
And that's prayer.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够为教会祷告。
If we can pray for the church.
你要看见奇妙的事发生。
You'll see miraculous things happen.
发现这是建立。
You find that this is building up.
圣经告诉我们说，不信的话，好像毒疮，越烂越大。
The Bible tells us the unfaithful words are like
毒疮越烂越大。Well, anyway, 我们都知道我们是在基督的身体的里面。
We know we are all in the body of Christ.
当一个身体软弱的时候
when a body is weak,
这个软弱的身体能够经得起多少的毒疮呢
how much rat, it's like rash, right? Abscess? How much abscess or injury can the body handle?
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见一件事，我们是在身体的里面。
We see that we are in the body.
恶毒的话一句都不可出口。
Not an evil word can come out of our mouth.
要随时说造就人的好话。
We need to say the words that build up.
所以你看，当我们读到以弗所书第五章那里
，When we read to Ephesians chapter 5, 你们
不要做糊涂人。
Says do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand what the Lord.
他后面马上就说你们要被圣灵来充满。
Says you need to be filled with the Spirit.
你们要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，在那里歌颂赞美神。
So speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
凡是奉我主耶稣基督的名来感谢父神。
And to give thanks to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那里告诉我们，我们不要做糊涂人啊。
Tells us not to be foolish.
我们要明白主的旨意如何。
We need to understand.
我们要起来做一个祷告的人。
We need to rise up and be
做一个感恩的人。做一个赞美的人。
People of thanksgiving, people of praise.
弟兄姊妹。愿主常常提醒我们
May the Lord remind us
让我们不再做糊涂人了
That we may not be foolish
因为祷告乃是教会的建立
Because prayer is what builds the church
神借着我们的祷告
The Lord through our prayer
他要来建立耶路撒冷
He will build Jerusalem
他要使他的见证在地上彰显出来
He willcauses testimony to be established on this
当我们来聚会的时候
when we come to the meeting
我们为什么要常常祷告呢
why do we need to pray
弟兄姊妹如果我们自己没有一个祷告的心的话
if we do not have a heart of prayer
你发现当你听到的时候你的感觉完全不一样的
when you listen to the message it's, your feeling is completely different
你今天听了祷告这个题目
today you hear the topic of prayer
在多少年前就听过了
You've heard this topic years and years ago.
啊，那是特会讲员来讲的。
That was a special speaker who came to talk about it.
那个时候我受了多少的激励啊
How you encouraged you were.
但我早都晓得了。
You already knew all this information.
这个人今天能讲出什么东西来呢
？What can this person say?
他有什么新的吗
？Can he tell me anything new today?
弟兄姊妹，我们里面的光景是不一样的。
Our condition inside of us is different.
如果我们是祷告。
But if today, if we are,
发现我们里面好像被翻过的土一样。
But if your heart is a heart of prayer, you'll find that inside you're like the soil that's tilled.
你不是听见人的讲论的。
You're not listening to the lecture of man.
你发现圣灵能把那个主生命的道就种在你的里面。
But you find that the Spirit can plant the words of the Lord in you.
为什么在福音聚会里我们要常常迫切的祈求呢
？Why is it that we often pray?In the gospel,
因为人心常常像石头地一样。
Because the heart of men are like
人的心常常像路旁的土一样。
Like the rocky soil and the soil by the side road.
常常充满了荆棘和蒺藜呀。
Full of thorns and
当教会在那里祷告的时候
but when the church is praying
你发现那个好土就显出来了
the good soil will be tilled out
当神的道出来的时候就可以遇见好土
when the word of the Lord comes out it can meet the good soil
弟兄姊妹神是何等巴望的教会里看见有祷告的器皿
The Lord desires to see the vessels of prayer in the church.
他何等乐意听他儿女在他面前的祈求祷告。
He desires to hear the requests of his children.
我想也是因着这个缘故。
And because of this,
当你读诗篇九十一篇的时候
，When you read Psalm 91,
你发现神给那些祷告的人的这个应许啊是最多的。
You'll find that the promises to those who pray are the most.
啊，是最丰富的。
They're the most abundant promises.
啊，这里面我们看得很清楚
We can see very clearly here
而有人专心爱主
There are people who love the Lord
而主就应许他
He says the Lord gives them a promise
我就搭救他
I will rescue him
还有人认识主的名
And there are people who acknowledges his name
主就说我就把他安置在高处
I will protect him in the high place
这是都非常宝贵的
These are precious things
但有的时候我们觉得我们好像那个爱很掺杂
But sometimes we find that our love is veryThere's a lot of mixture in our love.
我们觉得我们好像对主的认识是那样的肤浅。
And we find that our love to the Lord is very shallow.
好像这些祝福我们好像都得不到一样。
Feels like we cannot receive all of this blessing.
我觉得神真的爱我们。
I believe that the Lord truly loves us.
他后面说，他若求告我。
He says here, if he calls upon me.
每个人都可以达到这个要求。
Each person can fulfill this requirement.
每一个人都可以。
Every person.
只要我们是蒙恩得救的一个人
if you're, as long as you're redeemed by grace and saved,
你就可以达到这个要求
you can fulfill this requirement.
发现神给一个祷告的人，他的应许是何等的丰富啊！
The promise the Lord gives a person who prays is so abundant.
我就应允他
It says, I will answer him.
他在极难中，我要与他同在
I will be with him in trouble.
我要搭救他，使他尊贵
And I will deliver him and honor him.
使他足享长寿
With long life, I will satisfy
him
and show him my salvation.
啊，太好了
It's so good.
弟兄姊妹，神真的盼望我们能够起来好好祷告。
The Lord desires for us to rise up and pray.
我们把这些应许稍微看一下。
Let us look at these promises.
他说，他若求告我，我就应允他。
It says, he will call upon me and I will answer him.
你知道刚刚蒙恩得救的有的时候那个心态
You know the heart of people who are just saved
就是自己可能常常会忘求
Sometimes people forget
不大敢求了
They're afraid to ask
觉得这个是可能是忘求
Because they're afraid that if they ask it won't be answered
我记得那个时候我们得救没多久
I remember when I was saved just
这个年长的弟兄姊妹就是你们要为父母的祷告父母的得救祷告
I remember when I was just saved for a little bit I remember the old elder brothers told me to pray for the salvation of my parents
哎，我觉得这是不是妄求啊
And I thought that's not going to happen
怎么可能啊
How can this happen
连我自己怎么得救的我都不知道
I don't even know how I got saved
我怎么会让我的父母得救呢
How can I cause my parents to be saved
弟兄姊妹这里面主说他若求告我
But here it says He will call upon me
我就应允他
And I will answer him
弟兄姊妹每一个祷告都有答应的
Every prayer will be answered
每一个祷告都有答应的
Every prayer has an answer
主真的太爱我们
The Lord loves us
当然有的时候是 yes
Although the answer may be yes
有的时候是 no
Sometimes it's no
有的时候是 wait
Sometimes it's wait
但无论如何每一个祷告都有答应的
But no matter what, every prayer there is an answer.
而且神赐给我们实在是过于我们所求所想。
And the Lord, but what the Lord provides is always above and beyond what our hearts can
see. 你看摩西那次，他要在神面前求，他要看神的荣耀。
You see that Moses wanted to see the glory of the Lord.
你觉得这是妄求吗
？Do you think this is something that's that it won't happen?
摩西在地上没有看见。
Moses did not see it in this world.
那次主从他面前经过的时候是用手来遮盖他。
When the Lord passed by him, he used his hand
把他藏在磐石的深处。
To cover him in the
cloud of the rock. 只让他看见神的背。
Only allow him to see the back of the Lord.
但是当我们读新约圣经的时候
But when you read the New Testament,
你看见摩西和以利亚 在变化山上和主耶稣一同显现在荣耀里。
You'll see that Moses and Elijah appeared with Jesus in the Mount of
Transfiguration. 我们的主他就是神荣耀所发出的光辉啊。
Our Lord Jesus is the glorious light.
我们的主他就是神的荣耀啊。
He is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，我想到了那一天我们见主面的时候。
I believe that the day when we see the Lord.
可能有一件事是我们最后悔和最后悔的。
One thing that we will regret the most.
你发现我们的弟兄祷告太少了。
You'll find that we did not pray enough.
我们没有大大的张口哎。
We did not open our mouth.
主给这个求告他的人的应许实在是没有限制的。
The promise that God gives to those who pray has no limit.
他若求告我，我就应允他呀。
He will call upon me and I will answer him.
超过我们所求所想的。
Far beyond what we our minds can conceive.
你看那次但以理他在神面前求看见那个七那个 seven。
We see that Daniel he wanted to see the seven.
那么有三个星期的这个拖延。
There was three weeks.
好像神都没有答应一样。
As if the Lord did not listen to him.
因为呢有这个波斯的什么恶魔在那里阻挡，魔君在那里阻挡。
Because there was the prince of Persia that was delaying.
但是当神来启示他的时候。
But when the Lord came,
当神答应他祷告的时候。
When the Lord answered his prayer.
不仅让他看见一个七啊。
Not only did he allow him to see one seven.
让他看见七十个七啊。
He allowed him to see 77s.
弟兄姊妹，神真的太乐意我们在他面前祷告。
The Lord desires for us to pray before him.
过于我们所求所想的。
More than what we ask.
后面他说他在艰难中，我要与他同在。
Says I will be with him in trouble.
我相信没有人在神面前求急难的。
I don't think any of us pray for trouble before the Lord.
大家都是求平安。
All of us, we pray for peace.
当我有的时候出去传道的时候
，Sometimes when I go out to preach,
我儿子就说，主啊，那个飞机不要掉下来。
My son would say, Lord, please don't let the airplane fall down.
我们都一定这么祷告的。
We all pray like this.
都是这么祷告的。
We pray in this way.
但是有的时候神的答应是不同于我们所求所想的。
But sometimes the Lord'sanswer is not the same as what we ask for.
有的时候却把我们摆在极难的里面。
Sometimes he put us in trouble.
但这里面他告诉我们一件事。
But it tells us here.
我要与他同在。
Says I will be with him.
这是很稀奇的一句话。
This is a very interesting.
难道在顺利的环境，主就不与我们同在吗？
Does it mean that the Lord is not with us when we're not in trouble?
弟兄姊妹。当我们在平安、在稳妥、在顺利的环境里面的时候
，When we are in living in peace and security，
我们常常不大宝贝主的同在。
We do not hold on to the Lord's presence as something precious，
因为我们觉着有很多可以依靠的。
Because of our prosperity， there are so many things that we can lean on，
还有许多觉着值得宝贵的。
And there are so many other things that are precious to us。
但是当我们被带进了急难里面的时候
，But when we are brought into trouble，
你发现那个时候我们唯一宝贵的。就是主的同在。
We find that the only precious thing is the presence of the Lord.
神对一个祷告他的人是何等的怜悯。
The Lord has special mercy on those who pray to Him.
他在极难中，我就与他同在。
Says I will be with him in trouble.
让他享受我丰盛的同在。
He may experience my abundant.
那个同在从他里面可以满溢出来的。
That presence within him can flow out.
有的弟兄在翻译这句话的时候，他这样说
：Some brothers who translate this passage says this way.
神呢就在极难的当中。
Says the Lord is in the trouble.
所以对一个祷告的人来讲
，So to the person who prays,
他的生命里就有一个选择。
He has a choice.
有的环境是平安的。
There are some circumstances that are peaceful.
但确实没有主的同在。
But there is no presence of the Lord.
有一个极难的环境。
But there are also circumstances that are
主却在其中。
Troublesome, but the Lord is in that.
你选择哪一个
？Which one do you choose?
有的时候我们在找工作。
Sometimes when you're looking for a job.
有的工作是很艰难的。
There are some jobs that are difficult.
有的工作是比较容易的。
And some jobs are easy.
但是这个比较难的这个工作有主的同在。
But this difficult job, it has the presence of the Lord.
因为这个地方呢有主的见证。
Because in this place there's a testimony of the Lord.
这里有一般倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹一同的追求。
There are brothers and sisters there that are seeking the Lord.
有一个工作是非常容易的。
But there's another job that's easy.
那确实没有主的同在。
But it does not have the presence of the Lord.
但是你没有办法尽心尽情在那里侍奉。
There's no way for you to serve the Lord with all your heart.
你拣选哪一个？
Which one do you choose?
有的人特别盼望进入婚姻。
Some people want to get married.
只要进入婚姻就好。
He says, I just want to be married.
但是有没有主的同在，那是另外一回事了。
Whether or not there's the presence of the Lord, it doesn't matter.
我还遇见有的人特别怕进入婚姻的。
And I met people who don't want to be married.
我就要单身好了。
I just want to be single.
到底有没有主的同在，那不管了。
Whether or not I have the presence of the Lord, it doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们在求饼。
Sometimes we pray for bread.
在神的眼中那是石头。
And in the eyes of the Lord, it is a rock. Sometimes we pray for egg.
在神的眼中乃是条毒蛇。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it is a serpent.
很多是我们眼中看为的石头。
Sometimes the things that we see that are stones.
那却是真正的饼。
But that is the true bread.
主说你，我以艰难给你当饼。
The Lord says that I will give you trouble.
困苦给你当水喝。
Trouble as bread and difficulties as water.
但是后面说，你的教师却不再向你隐藏。
But your teacher will not be hidden from you.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是要选择以顺利当饼，以平安当水，教师却不再向你却不再向你显现？
Do you want your peace to be your bread and prosperity to be your drink, but to have your teacher not show his face to you?
弟兄姊妹，我们到底选择哪一样？
Which one do you want to choose?
一个祷告的人，
a person of prayer,
他拣选主的同在。
He chooses the presence of the Lord.
在极难中，他说我要与他同在。
Says I will be with him in trouble.
后面他说我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
I will deliver him and honor him.
我们的主不是常常要故意把我们摆在难处的里面。
The Lord does not intentionally want to put us in trouble.
我们的主实在是愿意来搭救我们的。
The Lord wants to deliver us.
这句话非常的好。
This is a very good.
当神搭救我们的时候
，When the Lord delivers us，
乃是他使我们成为尊贵的时候。
He causes us to become。
如果神他在眼中看见说，当他要搭救我们的时候
，When the Lord delivers us, He honors us。
我们仍然在卑贱当中。
We are if the Lord delivers us and we're still in a lowly
place。我们不能够成为尊贵的话
，If we cannot be honored，
神他宁愿等候
，Then he rather wait。
弟兄姊妹，圣经上一直这样的劝告我们。
The Bible encourages us.
你们要伏在神大能的手下。
So submit under the mighty hand of the Lord.
到了时候，必将你们升高。
He will lift you up in time.
我们知道以色列人他们在旷野的故事。
We know the story of the Israelites in the wilderness.
神不是不让他们吃肉啊。
It is not that the Lord did not want them to eat meat.
到了迦南美地，肉随便吃了。
When you get to the land of Canaan, you can eat all kinds of meat.
那是牛奶与蜜之地啊。
That is a place of milk and honey.
我想以色列人是很聪明的。
I think that the Israelites were very wise.
有奶一定有肉的。
They're very smart because any place that has milk must have meat.
但是他们等不起。
But they couldn't wait.
等不起。
But they couldn't wait.
我今天就要吃肉了。
Says I want to eat meat today.
今天不给我吃肉就不可以。
You cannot not give me meat today.
所以你看他们在旷野虽然过了四十年。
Even though they lived in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们一直没有成为尊贵。
They were not. They did not become honored.
弟兄姊妹，当神要搭救我们的时候。
When the Lord wants to deliver us.
他何等盼望他的儿女成为尊贵。
He wants his children to be honored.
今天很多人经历了很多的难处。
Many people go through so many difficulties.
但是经过了难处以后，却没有成为尊贵。
But even though they've gone through the trouble, they have not been honored.
你不肯服在神大能的手下。
Because they were not able to submit under the mighty hand of the Lord.
有的人他们也经过难处。
And you'll find another people who have gone through some difficulties.
但是他们每一次经过难处，他们都成为尊贵。
But each time they go through the difficulty, they are honored.
弟兄姊妹，我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of the Lord.
人不能够轻看我们的。
People cannot despise us.
不错，就我们自己，我们算不得什么。
Even though we ourselves are nothing.
我们如虫如蛆一样。
We are like the worm.
但我们今天因着神恩典得救了。
But by the grace of God, we are saved.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the the children of the heavenly.
我们是尊贵的。
We are noble.
人不能随便说我们的。
People cannot just slander us.
你们这些信主的人，不过就是求点好处就是了。
People, they can't say you people who are believing God just want some good things.
你们祷告神跟那个烧香拜佛有什么区别呢？
Is there any difference between you and those people who burn incense and pray to the idols?
我们不是卑贱的。
We are not lowly.
我们是尊贵。
We are noble.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of our heavenly Father.
当我们的主搭救我们的时候。
When the Lord delivers us.
他要使我们成为尊贵。
He desires for us to be honored.
这是神赐给每一个求告他名的人的那个福分。
This is the blessing he gives to those who call upon him.
后面他说我要使他足享长寿。
And then it says, with a long life, I will satisfy him.
这个英文翻得很好。
In the English translation is very good.
他说要把那个每个日子很长很长的时间都赐给他。
Says to give him the long days, give him days that are long.
你知道每天都过得很短呢。
Because all of our days seem so short.
一晃就过去了。
And each day just seems like it passes over.
但对一个求告主名的一个。
But to a person who calls upon the name of the Lord.
对一个祷告主的一个人。
Person who prays to the Lord.
有弟兄他这样描述。
One brother describes it this way.
可以一日啊，如千年。
One day is like 1,000 years.
当我们读主耶稣在地上的故事的时候
When we read about the stories of Jesus on this earth
老约翰这样告诉我们
The old John tells us this
如果要把我们主这出来公开服侍三年半的所有做的事都写下来的话
If we have to write down all the things that he's ever done
in the
3.5 years of his ministry
就写的书啊就是世界都容不下了
The scrolls will not be able to, the world will not be able to contain all the scrolls.
有的时候我读这，我觉得可能吗
？When I read this, I think can this be possible?
我们的主是个祷告的人。
Our Lord was a person of prayer.
有的时候我们觉得祷告是浪费时间。
Sometimes we feel like prayer is a waste of time.
哎呀，这么多的需要。
There's so many needs.
我们赶紧冲吧。
Let's charge.
我们要上啊。
Let's take charge.
弟兄姊妹，这是好的。
This is good.
但是我们需要祷告。
But we need to pray.
祷告可以让我们享受那个长寿。
Prayer can
长寿
cause us to be satisfied with a long life.
神要把许多的那个时间给我们来安排。
The Lord has so much time that he wants to give us.
从前有弟兄告诉我们，有一个姊妹叫普尔杨姊妹。
One of her brothers told us about this sister Pearl. She was a person of prayer.
随时随地都祷告。
She prays wherever she was.
上了这个公车也祷告。
She prays on the bus.
祷告的时候，神说你这一站下去。
And when she prays, and the Lord tells her to get off at the station.
那一站她从来都没去过的。
It might be a place that she's never been before.
但是那里面正好有一个姊妹。在那附近住的就需要他的帮助。
And but it turns out that there was a sister there who needed her help.
弟兄姊妹，祷告是我们能够有时间的。
The prayer gives us time.
让我们足享长寿。
Causes to enjoy a long life.
在短短的时间里面，我们就可以成就很多的事情了。
In a short amount of time, we can accomplish many things.
三年半能做什么事情，弟兄姊妹
？What can you do in 3.5 years?
有人说三年半他可以读个 PhD。
Some people say they can get a PhD in 3.5 years.
然后他后面接着告诉我们，他什么都没学到。
But then afterwards they said didn't learn anything.
就写了一些的 paper， 写了一些纸啊。
All I did was write a whole bunch of papers.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生如果要把它写下来的话
，If you want to write down all the things of your life，
能够写下来什么呢
？What can you write down？
那个你读创世纪的时候
，When you read Genesis，
那些人就是生儿养女，然后后来就死了。
It tells us about people who had children and then died.
那不是三年半呢。
That was not 3.5 years.
九百多年呢。
There's 900 years.
九百多年一句话就过去了。
900 years and one word and it's gone.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们这一生就是写一句话就过去了吗？
Is our whole life just one sentence?
就是生儿养女然后就死了。
We had children and then we died.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习祷告。
We need to learn to pray.
神给祷告的人的祝福太大了，弟兄姊妹。
The blessings the Lord gives those who pray is so great.
可能你在神面前的纪念册写很多很多的。
Maybe you can write down many memoirs before the Lord.
这叫做我使他足享长寿。
This is what it says when it says with a long life I will satisfy him.
他说后面他就说将我的救恩显明。
And it follows and show him my salvation.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上做了很多的事情。
Brothers and sisters, we have, may have done many things on this earth.
很多很好的经历。
We may have many good experiences.
但是如果我们来到主面前问一问的话
，But if we ask the Lord,
有多少可以带进永恒里
？What would, which of those things can we bring into eternity?
有多少都是可以带到永恒里
？Which of these things can we bring to eternity?
在永世里面有救恩的。
In eternity, there is salvation.
救恩都可以带进永恒的。
Salvation can be brought into eternity.
如果我们是个祷告的人
But, and if we are a person of prayer,
可能我们做的事是非常非常琐碎的事
Maybe we've done many great things
就是这一事本身没有一样可以带进永恒的
Okay, we've done many
trivial things
And
你看孩子
You watch your children
你给他喂饭
You fed your children.
你带她去学校。
You take her to school.
你觉得这些有哪一样可以写在永恒里面
？Which of these things can you write into eternity?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们祷告
，But if you're a person of prayer,
神的救恩就借着这些琐碎的事成就在我们的身上。
But by God's salvation, these trivial things can God's salvation can be accomplished in our life.
带进永恒的。
Salvation can be brought into eternity.
祷告是个转换。
The prayer is a turning point.
是使这些暂时的成为永恒的。
It causes those things that are temporary to become eternal.
使这些卑贱的成为尊贵的。
To turn the lowly things into honorable things.
所以你看，神在这一而再、再而三的来祝福、来鼓励每一个求告他名的人。
So the Lord here he encourages over and over again those who pray to him.
那么我们在祷告上，我们需要怎样的学习呢
？How can we learn to pray？
我想因为时间的缘故，我只提三个方面。
Because of time, I'll only share with you three ways.
在祷告的事上，我们头一件事情要学习的就是我们的祷告必须是一个有需要的祷告。
The first thing is that we need to pray, learn to pray for the prayer of need.
如果我们里面没有需要。
If you do not have any needs in you,
你的祷告绝不会持久。
Your prayers will be short.
你的祷告常常是重复的。
And your prayer will be repetitive.
你发现你的祷告很快就结束了。
And you'll find that your prayer will quickly end.
弟兄姊妹，所以这是为什么神有的时候给我们一些的需要。
And that's why the Lord sometimes give us needs.
让我们遇到一点点的难处。
Sometimes we have some go through a little bit of trouble.
是要来训练我们成为一个祷告的人。
He wants to train us to become people of prayer.
你看哈拿就是这样。
We see that Hannah is like this.
她那个时候不能够生儿子。
At that time, she was barren.
对一个以色列妇人来讲，不能够生儿子是非常羞耻的。
At that time, for Israel, a Hebrew woman not to be able to bear children, that was the most shameful thing.
她里面需要非常的大。
Her need was great within her.
她就常常来到神的面前祷告。
And she prayed.
就因着这一个需要。
But because of this need,
她年年祷告。
She prayed year after year.
她祷告了不知道多少年。
We don't know how many years she
prayed. 圣经上没有告诉我们祷告了多少年呢。
The Bible did not tell us how many years she prayed.
但是她就常常的能够祷告哎。
But she continued to pray.
就在这样祷告的当中。
And in her prayer,
神就在教导她。
The Lord taught her.
当她在那里迫切祈求的时候。
And when she was calling out to the Lord,
她不知不觉的就摸着了神的需要。
Without knowing it, she perceived the need of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，她需要一个儿子。
Brothers and sisters, she needed a son.
神需要一个先知。
But the Lord needed a prophet.
神需要结束那个世事的时代。
The Lord wanted to end the.
神要得到一个器皿。
The Lord wanted a vessel.
是一个转时代的器皿。
A vessel that turns the tide of time.
要把国度的时代带进来。
To bring in the time of the kingdom.
神一直在等候有这样的祷告。
The Lord waits for this kind of prayer.
哈拿因着自己的需要。
Because of her own need.
神就开启了她。
The Lord opened her.
她在祷告的时候就摸着了神的需要。
The Lord revealed to her his need.
弟兄姊妹，今天在祷告的事上有一些的偏差。
There are many discrepancies in our prayers.
有的人 只为自己的需要祷告。
Some people pray only for their own needs.
管你别人是什么样。
I don't care about anybody
else. 神的旨意太高了。
God's will is too high.
我这眼前的是最重要的。
What's before me is the most important.
我的眼前有两座大山。
Before me, there are two great mountains.
赶紧给我挪开。
Quickly remove these mountains.
挪到神的门前不管。
Whose house you move it in front of, I don't care.
只要我门前没有山就可以了。
As long as there's no mountain in front of me.
我就祷告。
I'll just pray.
我常常祷告。
And I pray for
this. 我不住的祷告。
I pray unceasingly.
弟兄姊妹，这是在祷告上一个非常大的一个偏差。
This is a big problem in our prayer.
还有一种的偏差。
There's another problem in the prayer.
我只为神的旨意祷告。
I only pray for God's will.
神啊，你的旨意必定成就。
Your will be accomplished, Lord.
非常的好。
This is good.
我们真的天天需要这样的祷告。
We need to pray like this every day.
但是，所有其他的需要我都不管。
But all the other needs, I don't need to pray for.
啊，你这个需要太小了。
This is too insignificant.
你要想想神的需要。
You have to think about the need of God.
弟兄姊妹，这就是另外一层的偏差。
This is another level of.
我们的神非常的奇妙。
But our Lord is amazing.
他乃是借着我们个人的需要。
He calls us. He uses our own
individual needs. 他乃是借着我们生活中的需要。
He uses the needs of our life.
他来显明他的需要。
He reveals His need.
弟兄姊妹。我们在神的面前要学习有需要的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn this prayer of needs.
有的时候我们自己这点事儿实在没什么好祷告的。
Sometimes we feel like maybe the needs that we have.
祷告来祷告去就是那么回事儿。
And we pray for it here and there, and it's still the
same. 那我们怎么会有需要呢
？How can we have needs?
弟兄姊妹，如果你盼望有需要的话。
Lord, brothers and sisters, if you want to have needs,
你需要起来服侍。
You need to rise up and serve.
当你起来服侍的时候
，When you serve，
你发现需要太大了。
You'll find that there are indeed a lot of needs。
我说的服侍还不仅仅是这个搬桌子、搬椅子、洗碗。
When I talk about needs, I don't mean just to move the chairs and
tables. 这些是服侍不错。
And wash the dishes. These are service.
我所说的服侍，特别是指的服侍人说的。
When I talk about service, I talk about serving the people.
当你来服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
，When you serve the brothers and sisters.
当你来带领一个福音朋友得救的时候
，When you bring a gospel friend to the Lord to be saved，
那个需要根本不是你能够解决的。
You'll find that these needs you cannot fulfill。
你发现你在神面前什么都没有啊。
You'll find that before the Lord you have nothing。
你就发现你那个需要是何等的大。
You'll find that your need is so great。
当你起来服侍的时候
，When you rise up to serve，
你一定看见那个需要的。
You will certainly for sure see this need。
你看见利百加就是这样吗？
You see, Rebecca is like this.
她那个时候，她服侍那个老仆人，对不对
？When at that time she was serving the old servant.
哦，老仆人很渴。
The old servant was thirsty.
她就拿着罐子就给他喝。
And she poured water out for him from the jar.
你知道当她给那个老仆人喝水的时候
？When she was giving the old servant water.
那个骆驼也过来了。
The camels came also.
你说这些动物都是很聪明的。
You know these animals are very smart.
你有水喝，我没水喝。
You have water, I don't have water.
所以他们就要在底下接那个水。
The camels will want to catch the water falling that's falling.
所以利百加就看这个需要。
So Rebecca saw the need.
所以他就赶紧给这骆驼也喝。
So she got water for the camels.
你光给人家喝水就够了吗
？Is it just enough that you give water?
还有吃饭呢。
They have to eat.
所以还要回到家里去准备饭。
So she went home and prepared the meal.
哦，最后她发现那真正的需要啊，其实也不是喝水，也不是吃饭。
Then she realized that the need was not water or food.
是她自己。
It's herself.
哦，她原来要成为以撒的妻子。
And she was to become the wife of Isaac.
哦，她在服侍的里面，因为她摸着这个需要的缘故。
But because, in her service, she
她最后就摸到了神的需要。
She realized this need of the Lord.
神有一个需要。
The Lord had a need.
神的需要是利百加要嫁给以撒呀。
The need of the Lord is that Rebecca is to be married to Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，当我们起来服侍的时候
，When we rise up to serve，
你里面就有需要。
You will have a need.
你在神面前常常就会祷告。
You will pray before the Lord.
这样的祷告乃是一个有需要的祷告。
This is a prayer of need.
这是在神面前蒙喜悦的祷告。
This is a prayer that delights in that the Lord delights.
我们在祷告之上的头一方面的学习。
This is the first lesson in our prayer.
那么紧接着就是第二方面。
The second, from the second perspective.
就叫有效的祷告。
Our prayer has to be effective.
有效的祷告乃是照着神的旨意的祷告，对不对？
Effective prayers have to be according to God's will.
这是圣经里面明明告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us clearly.
如果我们照着神的心意祷告，
If we pray according to God's will,
无论我们求什么，
No matter what we pray for,
神就为我们成就。
The Lord will accomplish.
在这方面，我想有两件事是特别需要注意的。
There are two things that I think we need to pay attention to.
头一件事，我们就要认识主的名。
First, that we need to know the name of the Lord.
哈拿就认识主的名。
Hannah knew the name of the Lord.
知道主是怜悯人的神。
She knew that the Lord was a merciful God.
我们来到神面前，我们知道神是怎样的一位神。
When we come before God, we need to know what kind of God he is.
他是一位公义的神。
We need to know that he is a righteous God.
如果你那个 resume 里面写了一些不确实的东西。
If in your resume you write things that are not true.
说主啊，答应我的祷告。
And we say, Lord, answer my prayer.
把这个工作赐给我吧。
Give me this job.
弟兄姊妹，如果那个工作给你，也不是神给你的。
Even if you got the job, the Lord did not give it to you.
神是公义的神。
The Lord is righteous.
我们的神又是慈爱的神。
The Lord is also loving.
当你看见有人软弱了。
When you see a person is weak.
那主啊，罚他吧。
You say, Lord, punish that person.
好好管教他一下。
Punish him
severely. 最好由火从天降下来才好。
Most it would be great, even better if you send fire down from heaven.
如果我们要一个有效的祷告，
if we want an effective prayer,
认识主的名，
we need to know the name of the Lord.
认识我们的主，他到底是怎样的一位？
We need to know the character of our God.
那么第二方面，我们需要注意的。
Secondly, we need to pay attention. Second thing we need to pay attention to.
认识主的话语。
We need to know the word of the Lord.
哈拿知道主的话。
Hannah knew the word of the Lord.
她说她要得着一个儿子，一生呢都侍立在耶和华的面前。
She knew that when she had a son, she would put him, establish him before the Lord.
因为他们是利未的后代。
Because they are the descendants of Levi.
只有他们这个支派才能够有人侍立在神的面前。
Only people from their tribe can be established before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要非常宝贝主的话。
We need to hold on to God's word.
如果没有主的话，我们的祷告是空的。
If we do not have God's word, 我们祷
告是没有果效的。
Our prayer would be ineffective.
对于一个祷告的人来讲，
to a person who prays,
主的话是何其的宝贵。
The words of the Lord are precious.
像大卫一样，
just as David.
你的话好像金金啊。
Your word is like gold.
是比许多的金金还宝贵啊。
It's more precious than the pure gold.
如果我们不常常不学习祷告的功课，
If we do not learn the lessons of prayer,
发现主的话好像石头一样的普通啊。
You'll find that the words of the Lord are just like common stones.
有的时候一点味道都没有。
You don't have any.
不觉得有什么宝贵的地方。
You have no feelings and you don't think
it's
at all precious.
如果我们学习祷告。
If we learn to pray,
你用主的话来祷告。
If you pray with God's words,
你发现主的话会转换成金金啊。
You'll find that the words of the Lord become like pure gold.
弟兄姊妹，这是第二方面我们需要有学习的。
This is the second area that we need to learn.
就是有效的祷告。
And that is the effective prayer.
第三方面。
The third aspect.
就是有火的祷告。
It is the prayer with fire.
我们知道在会幕或者在圣殿里面。
We know that in the ark or in the temple,
那里有一个香坛。
There is an incense.
那么那个香坛上面的香呢，是用固体做的。
And we know that the incense is made out of solid.
然后人就把它捣得很碎很碎，放在香坛的上面。
And the incense is ground to a powder and on top of the censer.
如果没有火的话，
if there is no fire,
香就不能够达到神的面前。
The incense cannot reach the Lord.
众圣徒的祷告好像香一样陈列在神的面前。
The prayer of the saints are like incense before the Lord.
不冷不热的祷告，弟兄姊妹，你想想神会悦纳吗？
Do you think that the Lord will accept your lukewarm prayers?
主在启示录里告诉我们，不冷不热的温吞水要吐出去的。
The Lord tells us in Revelations that the lukewarm water will be spit out.
我们的祷告里面要有火。
In our prayer, there must be fire.
只有火才能够点燃那个香啊。
Only the fire can light the incense.
不冷不热是那个香就点不着的。
The lukewarm cannot light the incense.
那个香如果点不着，就没有香达到神的面前呢。
Without the incense being burned, it cannot.
那个祷告就达不到神的面前。
It cannot reach the Lord, and the prayer cannot reach the Lord.
那个火从哪儿来？
Where does the fire come from?
如果我们读圣经，我们就非常的清楚。
If we read the Bible, it's very clear.
那个火不是凡火。
The fire is not the fire.
不是我们的热心。
Sacrifice. It is not our.
不是这个像我这样的大喊大叫，不是。
It is not shouting or screaming.
弟兄姊妹，那个火从哪儿来的？
Where does this fire come from?
那个火从祭坛而来。
The fire comes from the altar.
我们都知道祭坛的意思。
We all know what the altar means.
乃是我们的奉献。
It is our sacrifice.
没有奉献，就没有火的祷告。
Without sacrifice, there is no prayer of fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果要学习祷告，
If we want to learn to pray,
我们盼望是有火的祷告。
We need to have this prayer.
盼望我们祷告像香一样能够达到神的面前。
And that our prayer be like incense that reaches.
我们要常常更新我们的奉献。
We need to renew our
我们要看看祭坛上的火是不是还在烧着。
We need to see if the fire is still burning.
我们今天的奉献是不是新鲜的奉献？
Is our offering today?
我们早晨奉献了。
If we offered in the morning,
我们晚上有没有奉献？
Have we offered at night?
如果没有奉献的火，
If we do not have this fire of offering fire,
香就没有办法点着啊。
The incense cannot be lit.
但有的时候你说我们的火很小啊。
Maybe you say my fire is very small.
我们的火已经很弱了。
My fire is very weak.
那怎么办？
What do I do?
参加祷告聚会。
Come to the prayer meeting.
弟兄姊妹，祷告聚会是非常奇妙的一件事。
The prayer meeting is a very amazing, wonderful.
虽然我的火很弱。
Maybe my fire is
very weak. 他的火也很弱。
And his fire is weak.
再来一个火也很弱。
And the other person's fire.
大家来的时候都低头，好像都很丧气一样。
And everybody comes sad and depressed.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现非常的奇妙。
But you'll find something very wonderful.
当我们同心合意在为一件事祷告的时候，
But when we all gather in one heart to pray for one thing,
有的时候你真的感到那个香被点着了。
You'll feel that the incense has been lit.
弟兄姊妹，祷告聚会不是念清单。
The prayer meeting is not just reading a list.
不是说我有二十件事 A 到 Z 我把它都念一遍。
It is not that I have a list of 20 things that I'm going to read.
你念一遍，我也念一遍。
You read it once and I read it once.
弟兄，这不是祷告聚会。
This is not a prayer meeting.
祷告聚会乃是我们众人把火放在一起。
Prayer meeting is when we all gather and bring our fires together.
让那个香能够被点着起来。
That the incense may be lit.
达到神的面前。
And reach the Lord.
你发现这样的祷告要出事情的。
You find that these kind of prayer things will happen.
要地震的。
The earth will quake.
当圣徒们在那里祷告的时候，
when the saints were praying,
你还记得在使徒行传第四章那里的故事吗？
Remember the story in Acts chapter 4?
当众弟兄姊妹为一件事但同心合意祷告的时候，
when the brothers and sisters were praying for one thing,
地就大大的震动，
the earth quaked.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们肯学习和众弟兄姊妹一同的祷告的话，
if we're willing to learn to pray with the brothers and sisters,
很多刚硬的心要被震动，
manyhard hearts will be
quaked. 很多中间隔断的墙要被震垮。
Many of the walls will be broken.
神要做奇妙的事。
The Lord will do amazing things.
神要把他的天带到地上来。
He wants to bring heaven onto earth.
愿我们学习有火的祷告。
Let us learn to have the prayer of fire.
愿神感动我们的心。
May the Lord touch our heart.
让我们愿意参加祷告的聚会。
That we may be willing to come to the prayer meeting.
让我们要看见那个香达到神的面前。
May we see the incense reach the Lord.
让神能够在我们教会中做复兴的工作。
That the Lord may do His
revival
work in the church.
这是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
为了时间缘故，我只提这三点。
Because of time, I only want to share these three topics.
让我们弟兄姊妹能够记住。
I hope that the brothers and sisters will remember.
头一个词就是需要。
The first one is need.
第二个就是有效。
The second one is effective.
第三就是火。
And the third one is fire.
就三个词。
Just three words.
盼望主把这三个词放在我们的里面。
I pray that the Lord will put these three words in us.
让我们在神面前好好的学习祷告的功课。
And that we may learn the lesson of prayer.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你是何等的恩待了我们。
Lord, you have given us your grace.
主，你给教会的权柄是何等的荣耀。
You have given us such glorious power to your church.
我们这些卑微软弱的人，
Though we are lowly and weak,
竟然能够借着祷告来成就你永远的心意。
That we may be able to, by prayer, accomplish your eternal will.
主，我们求你复兴你教会的祷告。
Lord, revive the prayer of your church.
你复兴我们每一个人祷告的生活。
revive the prayer life of each one of us.
你把那个火放在我们的里面。
Put that fire inside of us.
然后我们为了耶路撒冷不住的祷告。
That we may pray unceasingly.
直到你建立耶路撒冷。
Until you build Jerusalem.
使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
So that Jerusalem may be praised.
让人人都来尊你的名为圣。
That all men would.
让人都伏在你大能的面前。
Honor your name and.
让人把荣耀都来归给你。
Your great power.And give glory to you.
向我们的心里说话。
Lord, speak to our hearts.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.